Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
It's a chilly start out there this morning. We've dropped to the 30s in a few places. I'll show you why temperatures will start to warm up later today.
And breaking news overnight, two Black Hawk helicopters crashed during a training mission in Kentucky. New information we're getting in the past few hours about what happened.
Students will need to go through extra security measures in some Lee County schools today. The efforts school leaders are taking after threats to two high schools. 4:30 right now as we get our Thursday started together. Here's a little chilly outside. Be aware of that. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. Our afternoon temperatures will start to warm things up a bit, but we do have to get through this chilly morning. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center tracking those temperatures.
Our winds are still coming out of the north, so it is chilly out there, but our skies are clear. It's going to be a beautiful morning out there. Right now it's 44 degrees in the triangle, but again, our wind coming out of the north, it's fairly light at 3 miles per hour, so we don't have a wind chill to deal with, but we do have the cool temperatures. 34 right now in Roxboro. It's 38 in Goldsboro, 42 in South Hill and in Southern Pine, as well as Fayetteville, 40 degrees in Clinton. So most likely with these clear skies, we're going to see some of these temperatures dropping a little bit more before sunrise. So a couple of spots with some patchy frost potential, especially up near the Virginia line or any rural area, especially if it's a low-lying spot. Our temperatures are anywhere from about 5 to 10 degrees cooler than they were this time yesterday. So we'll hold it in the 30s and 40s up until 10 a.m. And then it's going to be a pleasant afternoon. Our temperatures will climb on up into the upper 60s this afternoon. And then tomorrow we're into the 70s and then into the 80s on Saturday. But Saturday is likely to bring us some rain and windy conditions. We'll take a close look at that coming up.
This morning, all students, staff, and visitors at two Lee County schools will need to pass through metal detectors. It's in response to several threats made at the schools. WRAL's Nye Harden is at Lee County High School in Sanford, where students will be returning to class this morning. Nye.
Yeah, we're going to see students walking through these doors here, but it is not going to look like a normal type of day for these students. A tweet from the high school says metal detectors will be used for the rest of the week. At the entrance, metal detector screenings will take place today and tomorrow at Lee County and Southern Lee High School. They also warned bags and backpacks could be searched. Lee County High School was closed on Wednesday after a threat was made against the school. Southern Lee High School also received a bomb threat yesterday. It was not credible. The recommendation to close came from the sheriff's office. Schools in nearby counties have installed weapons detection systems, and Wake County school leaders say it's not off the table. As of now, the searches, they will continue here in these Lee County schools today and tomorrow. Nye Harden, WRAL News in Sanford.
People in Nashville, Tennessee are coming together to support one another after the deadly shooting there. City held a vigil last night in memory of the three adults and three children who died in Monday's shooting. First Lady Jill Biden was there to pay her respects, and singer Sheryl Crow, who lives in Nashville, performed during the vigil.
On Capitol Hill, where you're looking live right now, tensions are running high about what to do to stop school shootings. Democrat Jamal Bowman of New York and Republican Thomas Massie of Kentucky got into a shouting match outside the House chamber yesterday. Take a listen.
More guns lead to more death. Look at the data. You're not looking at any data. You're carrying the water for the gun lobby. Are you listening to what I'm saying?
Calm down.
That's a, what caused that? Children are dying.
I know.
9-year-old children. I was a teacher. I was a school counselor. I was a middle school principal. I was in cafeterias protecting kids every day of my career.
There's never been a shooting. Never been a shooting.
It's time. Look, we've got guns here to protect us. And he doesn't believe the kids should have somebody to protect them.
President Joe Biden has called on Congress to pass an assault weapons ban, but Democrats and Republicans in both chambers have said there's not enough support to do it.
Prayers are coming in from around the world for Pope Francis. He's expected to spend the next several days in the hospital with a respiratory infection. The Pope was hospitalized yesterday after experiencing difficulty breathing in recent days. A spokesperson says the 86-year-old Pope does not have COVID-19. This is happening just days before the busy Holy Week activities at the Vatican. The Pope will preside over a Palm Sunday Mass to get the week's activities started. This morning on Today, NBC News' Keir Simmons will report live from Rome with the latest on the Pope's condition. Today airs at 7 o'clock on WRAL.
There's a new push to lower the blood alcohol content to drive legally in North Carolina. State lawmakers will discuss today a new bill to lower the legal limit to 0.05. Right now, that limit is at 0.08. The goal of the bill is to reduce drunk driving by making the threshold for impairment lower. Today's briefing is at 10 a.m.
It is now easier to buy a handgun in North Carolina. The General Assembly has officially scrapped the state's long-lived rule that required permission from a local sheriff to get a pistol permit. The State House voted yesterday to override Governor Cooper's veto of the bill, following the Senate's move to do the same Tuesday. People will still need to complete a federal background check to buy from a dealer. The bill doesn't change the concealed carry permit process. The new law also creates and funds a two-year awareness campaign on the safe storage of firearms, which will distribute free gun locks.
Happening right now in the WRAL Live Center, we are following some breaking news out of Kentucky overnight. Two Black Hawk helicopters with 101st Airborne Division crashed in Kentucky. Right now, the status of the crew is unknown. They were flying during a routine training mission when this occurred around 10:15 last night. That's according to a statement from Fort Campbell. The status of the crew, again, not known at this time, but the crash is expected to result in fatalities. That is according to Governor Andy Beshear, because he says first responders are currently at the crew. They say the command is currently focused on caring for the service members and their families. They say no residential areas were affected by this crash. This is some breaking news that we're following. I'll bring you developments from the Live Center.
Michelle, thanks. And new this morning, the fire that killed at least 39 people at a migrant detention center in Mexico is now being investigated as a homicide. Law enforcement now says they are issuing arrest warrants for several government workers and private security staff who did not allow migrants to escape the fire, which started in a cell. Video released this week showed staff walking away from the cell as the fire spread. Authorities say they will also investigate a migrant who's believed to have started the fire as a protest.
Also, Renee, a surge of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border has officials scrambling to find space. New video shows a large group walking along the border yesterday. Border Patrol estimated as many as 1,000 people joined in. It prompted the government to send buses and start putting people on board. Immigration officials say they'll continue the process or to process people at the border.
A double-digit pay raise for teachers is in the works. The State House released its new budget with the two-year spending plan providing pay raises for teachers and state employees. WRAL's Julian Grace takes a look at the proposal.
Well, good afternoon.
House Speaker Tim Moore wasted no time touting what the House proposed budget means for teachers.
It is over a 10% pay raise for teachers over the biennium. That is huge.
Spell that first and last name for me.
C-L-A-I-R.
But we wanted to know what the public thinks about the 10.2% raise for educators.
Sounds great to me. I know our teachers work incredibly hard to keep our kids safe and to teach them, and I think they deserve that and much more.
I think it's long overdue. It's very much needed. Teachers are definitely a foundation and source, and they're extensions of parents.
As of February, there were 5,000 open teacher positions across the state of North Carolina. On top of that, some government agencies have reported as many as one in every four or five jobs are vacant. That's why state workers would get a minimum of a 7.5% raise over the next 2 years.
I think our state workers are also working hard, and I know inflation has sped up, and so I think that keeping up with that is a great idea.
Money is a good motivator, and it inspires us to do a little bit more.
It's unclear if this is enough, but it has furthered the conversation that teachers and state workers may be due for a raise.
It does help. I mean, money is a motivator, raises are a motivator. But not only that, they deserve it.
Governor Cooper submitted his budget proposal last month, and that called for an 18% raise for teachers and an 8% raise for state workers. It is 4:39. You'll have some new food choices to enjoy while watching the Bulls this season. Coming up, we take a look at some of the new items at the DBAP concession stands.
And a live look right now at the DBAP this morning ahead of opening day tomorrow. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will join us after the break with a look at the warm-up we're expecting for the weekend.
Temperatures upper 30s to low 40s. I put my coat on when I walked out the door this morning, so kids who have to hang out at the bus stop will be happy to have those coats in the upper 30s to low 40s all the way until around 10 a.m. Lunchtime 60. It's still going to be a cool afternoon with temperatures in the upper 60s. We see a big jump tomorrow, and of course we'll talk about the wet potential for Dreamville coming up.
The man who drove the truck that hit and killed an 11-year-old girl in the Raleigh Christmas parade is in jail. Landon Glass is being held on $250,000 bond for involuntary manslaughter for the crash that killed Haley Brooks. His lawyer said Glass didn't know why his brakes failed. The state said they tested his truck and found no sign of brake failure. They also say Glass told police he changed his brake fluid 6 months ago and accidentally added transmission fluid instead.
The father of the 11-year-old girl killed in the parade crash was in the courtroom. He was emotional as he talked about going to the parade as a family of five and leaving forever changed. But he says he will move forward, honoring his daughter.
If Haley were here with us today, she would hate to see the pain and suffering that so many have gone through.
So in her honor, the family says they're starting the Shine Like Haley Foundation to help others.
Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman says he will return to Congress next month after being hospitalized for clinical depression. Fetterman says he plans to return to the Senate on April 17th. It remains unclear exactly when Fetterman will be discharged from Walter Reed Medical Center, where he was admitted last month. He's had a series of health scares in the past year, including a stroke last May.
Faith leaders in Fayetteville are gathering this morning to discuss how they can help fight the opioid crisis. A clergy breakfast is planned from 9 to 11 this morning at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. Experts will discuss evidence-based harm reduction strategies that can be implemented in the community. As of 2021, Cumberland County has an opioid death rate nearly twice the state average.
What's better than watching a baseball game and enjoying some stadium food? When you go see the Durham Bulls at the DBAP this year, you'll have more options at the concession stands. WRAL's Pat Welter takes us through the new menu.
Now, of course, you come to a ball game to watch the Bulls, but let's be honest, you also come to eat, and you're in luck. My sources here at Durham Bulls Athletic Park tell me there's an added emphasis on quality this season. A Greek philosopher once asked, where's the beef? Well, it's in the hot dog. The Bulls going with 100% all beef dogs this year. The pretzels are Bavarian, and the wings are the only way I eat them, bone in. Plus, if you're feeling adventurous, try the Twister Fry of the month.
So this first month of baseball that we'll have is Copa night, and we decided to do a Twister Fry with chorizo sausage and some queso and some peppers on it.
Okay, who's hungry? If you want to try some of that food, join me here opening night. Pat Welter, WRAL Sports.
Okay, they had me at the chorizo and queso Twister Fries. Yeah. That sounds great, doesn't it?
I was going to say, chorizo anything.
You're right.
I mean, I put it on the hot dog. I'm not scared. That's good stuff. Elizabeth, opening night weather for tomorrow. I know there's a little bit of concern, but they'll play on.
Yeah, you know, it's looking drier and drier. I think they're going to end up being just fine. We're going to walk through hour by hour in terms of what rain we're going to see Friday into Saturday coming up. But right now, it's nice out there. Skies are clear, but it's chilly, 44 degrees, and we have some other spots around the viewing area where temperatures have dropped into the upper 30s. So chilly out there. We can see 39 in the Triangle area at 7 a.m. So some patchy frost, especially in our northern counties or in rural spots, possibly. Our temperatures at lunchtime will climb into the mid-50s, and we'll be in the upper 60s for highs this afternoon. 34 in Roxboro, 39 Goldsboro and Clinton. It's 42 in Southern Pines. We're in the mid-40s in the Triangle. So it's a chilly start out there this morning. I did come in my coat. 68 is our normal high, and that's where we're headed for this afternoon. 76 on Friday. Friday's going to be a beautiful day. We're going to see increasing clouds late in the day, but again, right now, I feel like we're going to stay fairly dry for the Bulls game. 81 on Saturday and 68 on Sunday. So big difference in temperatures for Dreamville. It is Saturday and Sunday. And of course, we ended up with some rain night before last. And we'll likely see some rain during the day on Saturday. And it's likely to be windy as well. So it could be an issue for Dreamville. A Bulls home opener, 6:35 game time, temperature 73. Some late rain possible. It's possible that toward the end of the game, there'd be a little bit of light patchy rain. But right now, it's looking drier and drier. And then Dreamville could end up being pretty muddy with that chance of showers, especially the first half of the day. It looks like once we get past 4 or 5 o'clock, it's dry. So for the headliners in the evening, it should be dry, but wear your rain boots, going to be messy. It's also going to be windy, too. Winds are going to be gusting up to 35, 40 miles per hour. There are a lot of tents with Dreamville, so that could be an issue. Sunday, 68 with mostly sunny skies, so a little bit cooler, but it should be nice and dry and quiet. Right now, we're looking at winds coming out of the north, and that's keeping our temperatures chilly this morning, and it stays on the cool side for today. But this high pressure system slides by and shifts our winds during the day tomorrow to southeasterly and then southerly on Friday, and that's what's going to pump up our temperatures all the way to 80s on Saturday. As we look ahead to next week, of course, next week is spring break for Wake County kids, and temperatures are looking above normal all up and down the East Coast, really from the Mississippi Valley eastward, depending on where you're going. It looks like it may be warm. Sunday, again, we're looking at that chance of some scattered showers. Saturday, some scattered showers, and Sunday, of course, we're looking at some drier conditions. It looks like we're going to have a warm week next week. We're looking at 80 degrees Tuesday and Wednesday, and of course, it did look like we would end up staying above normal. We're going to talk a little bit more about Friday and Saturday showers coming up.
Thanks, Elizabeth. There are some state lawmakers looking to strengthen North Carolina's DWI laws. In our next half hour, the proposed change of law that would make enforcement more strict.
And as we go to break, a live look at Chapel Hill on this Thursday morning from Top of the Hill Restaurant. Roads are dry and a chilly start. We'll be right back. Happening right now in the WREL Live Center, a massive fire in the Philippines has left 31 people dead and 23 people hurt after a fire erupted off on a boat there. They say the ferry was carrying about 250 passengers in the southern Philippines. They say so far 31 people have died. 23 passengers were injured and brought to hospitals. Many of the rescued had jumped off of that ferry and were being rescued by the local fishermen there, the Coast Guard, as well as the Navy. This happened earlier this morning in the Philippines. They say search and rescue efforts are still underway there. Tributes are pouring in for a pillar of the Triangle's life science industry. Former CEO of GlaxoWelcome, Bob Ingram, died last Friday. He was known for his collection of rare, high-end collectible cars, and he often hosted charity events in the building where they were stored in downtown Durham. Ingram was also a regular contributor here on WREL at the height of the pandemic. As a former pharma executive looking for the next big idea in science and pharmaceuticals, he had regular contact with those racing to develop a vaccine and treatment options. Ingram was 80 years old.
United Airlines says it has come to an agreement with a workers' union on new contracts. United's CEO says the two-year contract will raise the wages for 30,000 ground workers. Union leaders say it includes industry-best wage rates and better job security. The union says a vote to ratify the contract will be scheduled soon. Most doctors recommend people start screenings for colon cancer by age 45. But an increase in the number of younger people developing the disease is cause for some health professionals to call for earlier tests. Kevin Cork has more on the symptoms you should look out for, as well as what could be behind the rise in cases in young people.
An alarming spike in colon cancer among people in their 20s, 30s, and 40s is putting doctors on high alert.
Since 1994, we have seen the incidence of colorectal cancer in individuals less than 50 years of age has increased about 50%.
Carissa Rond was only 31 when doctors diagnosed her with stage 4 colon cancer.
Take your symptoms seriously.
Excruciating stomach pain led her to seek medical attention, where doctors discovered a tumor blocking her colon.
If you have blood in your stools, or if you have abdominal pain, please talk to a doctor.
Doctors are still trying to understand what's causing this cancer in younger people, but some theories include
maybe obesity, change in gut bacteria.
According to the American Cancer Society, more than 52,000 people are expected to die from it this year alone.
I'm keenly aware of some of the ramifications of not getting tested.
The FDA says a colonoscopy is the gold standard for screening. The procedure only needs to be done once every 10 years for those with an average risk of developing the disease. For extra peace of mind, some people, like Danny Glusman, are doing an FDA-approved blood test in between colonoscopies.
As Kevin Cork reporting, reducing alcohol consumption, not smoking, and maintaining a healthy weight with regular exercise can also help you significantly lower your risks for colon cancer.
PNC Arena will keep its name. The Hurricanes and PNC Bank agreed to an extension for Raleigh's PNC Arena to remain the same through 2029. The previous 20-year agreement expired in August. The two sides have been working toward a deal since then. Neither side mentioned how much money was involved in the deal.
Today's your chance to find a new career and potentially get a job right on the spot. The Battle in the Bull Career Expo kicks off at 11 o'clock this morning at the Durham Convention Center. 75 employers from a variety of industries, including state government, will be there and looking to hire. You're asked to come dressed professionally and bring your resume. The hiring fair runs until 3 this afternoon.
It is 4:56. In our next half hour, extra security measures in place at two Lee County high schools. The precautions school leaders are taking today after schools received threats.
And here's a live look at the General Assembly, where lawmakers are working to make sure more nurses are eligible to work in schools. Details of this bill the House will vote on today.